Yes, well, the first thing I would say is if you're looking for a partner but you don't have a partner, you might view today as Happy Independence Day. So it's a matter of reframing it so that you're not too upset about, you know, things that are missing in your life. It's better to focus on what you do have and be positive and grateful for what you have at the moment.
One of the things that you suggest is that you really need to think about what you really want.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. People are sometimes very confused or unclear about the qualities they want in a person. They might have a very long kind of list, but, you know, not all of those points on that list will be deal breakers. Some of them might be quite trivial. So I would say if you are a list person, that you really focus and narrow down on the qualities that you want in your list. Because really things like how they look rather than their qualities. So if you're looking at physical attributes rather than, you know, emotional or spiritual qualities, that would be the place to start to narrow your list down.
Interestingly, I did a little video piece with my kids, who are, 12 and 9, asking them about love and what they thought it was all about. And I asked my son, 12 years old, what should you do if you don't have love? And his answer was love yourself. And you have that as one of the identifiers here.
Yes, absolutely. And your son is very intelligent and wise beyond his years.
I don't know where he gets it from.
Take after his dad.
It must be his mum.
And what a wonderful father you are for doing that kind of exercise with your son and getting him to think about those sorts of very important things.
Yeah, and I like that advice. I thought it was very certainly wise of him, but I like the fact that, you know, you've got to really be in love with yourself and all those bits and pieces you might not really like, but you've got to learn to love them. Otherwise, very hard for anybody else to love. And the other thing is that if you've got a bit of baggage you're carrying, it's time to let it go.
Absolutely. So it's important to love yourself because you need to really feel good about yourself to put that energy out in the world so you attract like-minded people and people on the same kind of vibrational plane as you. If you're putting sort of negative things out into the world, you're going to get negativity back, you know. And I think to the point about people that have been in difficult relationships in the past, at some point after you've acknowledged what you've been through and you've worked through it, you've got to let it go. Put the baggage down and move on.
Yeah, absolutely. And be open, I suppose, is the other thing that, you know, you've got to allow the love to happen.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like a simple thing, but it's actually very difficult when you've been hurt to open, allow your heart to be open, because there's always a fear that you're going to get hurt again. And there was experiments done years ago by scientists with plants. If they put fire near a leaf, the leaf would contract and it wouldn't grow back in the same way. And our hearts are like that. If we've been hurt, it's very difficult sometimes to be trusting and let our hearts open up again.
Yeah, look, some great advice there for you to let a little love in on this Valentine's Day, and hopefully the universe has someone in mind for you. You can always get more information and have a good look at AbsoluteSoulSecrets.com. And Rose, thank you very much for your time. As always a pleasure to chat.
Thanks a lot, Lee. Have a lovely day, everyone.